We now continue our Earth Week series, The Trouble with Waste, with a story about junk hauling. The practice is nothing new, but WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz introduces us to a company that hopes to haul absolutely nothing to a landfill by next year.
Alex Luden works for a waste hauling company named J-Dog, based in Butler. On a recent pickup in Mequon, he and his team had just finished loading several massive sofas onto the company's box truck.
And we are just here to pick up any unwanted items that our customer does not want us to take with the move, and then the move will be happening tomorrow.
Next came a long folding table and an entertainment cart on wheels. As the crew moves through the process, they tuck miscellaneous items in special bins.
One bin here is for scrap metal, another one is for recycling, and another one is for just garbage. And then we also sort out items that can be donated or reused or resold or repurposed. So those things we kind of keep separate.
While Luden's crew was busy in Mequon, five others were on jobs across the region, from Pewaukee to South Milwaukee and Cedarburg. Together that day, they ferried 35 truckloads of materials to J-Dog headquarters.
So this is where the trucks drive up. The sorting begins.
We have about a decade ago, a military veteran in Philadelphia founded J-Dog Junk Removal and Hauling with a goal of offering fellow veterans and their families work and stability.
You know, your e-waste, for example, it has to go through a different process.
Wisconsin veteran Andrew Wines, who you just heard, along with his brother, launched the Butler franchise. Wines and I walk from the loading dock to a vast area where the J-Dog team meticulously sorts scrap metal.
For example, you know, your valves are typically made out of brass, but then the handles are made out of steel, your runs are made out of copper, and then you have solder joints. Well, what we need to do is we have to take it and cut the different metals out.
The scrap fetches a good price. Not so the stacks of mattresses that stand nearby.
So what happens is the fabric that's in mattresses gets mulched up, chewed up, that turns into the stuffing inside of dog beds and things of that nature, and then the steel and wood get recovered.
They're heading to Waukegan. Why so far? Because Illinois, unlike Wisconsin, offers a subsidy to offset the cost of recycling mattresses.
We have to sort the mattresses by type. We have to store them. Then we have to load them on the trailer. We don't get paid by the company. They don't pay us.
Although it would be far more efficient for him to toss the mattresses in a landfill, Wines prefers to responsibly recycle them. His mantra is reduce, reuse, repurpose, recycle, in that order. And if all that fails, dispose responsibly. By the end of next year, Wines hopes to stop disposing of anything that passes through J-Dog's door in a landfill. He's experimenting with gasification to reach that goal. The process involves high concentrated heat. Wines shows me a gleaming contraption behind his building. It's the size of a 20-foot shipping container with an exhaust stack sticking from its roof.
We put about 400 pounds of plastic, hard plastic especially, and foam into the machine, and we have 6 to 8 pounds of ash that take up less than a gallon in the end.
Wines says in theory that ash can be used as fertilizer. For a moment, the man who is always trying to puzzle out the next challenge revels in how far his J-Dog team has come in its first 3 years.
We've historically had largest warehouse, largest fleet, most employees, most jobs, most customers. I mean, almost every metric, we have always historically maintained the highest for an individual location.
What do you attribute that to?
We've been doing it all our lives. My great-grandfather owned a scrapyard. My grandfathers and father owned businesses. My brother and I are business partners. Our mom is here every day overseeing the facility. We've been able to recruit and hire lots of veterans and even felons also. And we bring in a lot of people that have a desire to serve their community. And we just continue to grow by being good stewards to our community.
Maybe Wines does have a sustainable formula. He has 24 employees and says he needs 10 more. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.